Hello, everybody, Millennium Live listeners, to our members and partners. Thanks for joining another episode of the Millennium Live podcast. I'm your host, Connor Toohey, and I'm happy to be back with another partnership series that we're doing here at the Millennium Alliance. And we have a great company, the founders of Conversational Texting. I can't wait to talk all about this with Dan Fox. He is the managing director of healthcare over at Drips. Dan, welcome to the podcast. Great to be talking with you today, man.
Thanks, Connor. Appreciate it.
Just to start things off, as you know, kind of an introduction, those of our members and C-suite level audience that may not know about Drips, but may be interested if they're working in healthcare, what really is the motivation behind the creation of a company like Drips, and how are you evolving to address the specific needs in healthcare today?
Yeah. So Drips was actually born out of the marketing and lead generation space. And we basically saw that everyone was using proactive outreach as kind of this like push, right? So people are using text messaging and calling in the same way that they're using like direct mail and email, which is basically a billboard that no one responds to. And as you know, like people just tend to ignore and tune out. And people are getting so much thrown at them. 109 push notifications every day is what the average consumer is getting. And we said, how do you cut through and drive attention? And for us, it's like, what if we used SMS in the same way that we all use SMS as a friend or family member would use it? It's the same concept as like, instead of sending a super long billboard over text message, what if it's super straightforward? What if it's, hey, it's Liberty Mutual. When's a good time to talk? The same way that, you know, you would text your parent. So we applied that to a B2C environment. And we introduced this conversational outreach mechanism, which essentially feels like a person who's reaching out to them, but we do it in a super scalable way powered by AI. So over time, we built this really robust engine that's sending out around 3 million text messages a day. So all of the compliance requirements and the complexity associated with not just sending those texts, but also making sure they show up on somebody's phone, making sure they don't get blocked by the carriers or show up as spam. That's kind of how we were built, right? So the first use case for this was following up with people who filled out forms online to talk to people. So imagine like going to Liberty Mutual and filling out a form to talk about an auto insurance policy. And then instead of having that company call you to get in touch with you, just sending you a text message and scheduling around your availability and then getting you on the phone when you're ready. Naturally, this kind of evolved into the healthcare space because these healthcare organizations were coming up to us and saying, hey, I need to get in touch with existing members. I need to close care gaps. I need to schedule appointments. So the folks we're meeting with in healthcare were really looking for innovation to solve some serious challenges because there's so much pressure for healthcare organizations to get in touch with member and patient populations. And it's getting increasingly difficult to do that at scale in a really compliant manner. So moving into healthcare was really a natural fit for what we do.
That's really interesting. And you know what? I think people like texting. I just think it's one of those things that, and they like having a conversation and that personalization. It all goes a long way, and which leads me to kind of the features and capabilities that really sets Drips apart in this space, particularly in healthcare. And you mentioned some really cool aspects of how you're able to do this, but you know, how is it leveraging technology, having that success story, you know, within some examples, I guess, if you will, of how Drips is really making a positive impact in healthcare organizations?
We focus on three pillars of conversations as a service, right? Keeping it real, keeping it easy, and keeping it safe. So we start with keeping it real. And that's kind of what I was mentioning earlier is like, we ask these open-ended questions over text message. And it could be something as simple as like, hey, Connor, when is a good time to talk about XYZ? But when you ask an open-ended question like that over text, you can get a lot of responses. Like on average, we get around 850,000 ways that somebody replies to when is a good time to talk. So we get all these responses back and you can't really keep it real without being incredibly safeguarded. So that means understanding all of the nuanced ways that somebody could want to opt out of that campaign and making sure that, hey, what happens if they text you and you're closed or texting you outside of TCPA hours? What if it's a state holiday? All those certain like precautions. So we can't really keep it open-ended and real without keeping it safe. So all of that, the last pillar is like keeping it easy. We're just saying we don't want our clients to have to worry about, you know, what state holidays are impacting text messaging and all of those 850,000 ways that people can opt out of these campaigns. So we just kind of do this all as a managed service, and we basically become an easy button for these brands to get outreach campaigns up and running. So in terms of, like, you know, to hit on your question around success, like just to give it a specific example, we do a lot in the Medicaid redetermination space. And if you look at, you know, the Blue Cross of Arizona that we've been working with for a few months now, they basically, you know, they were getting in touch with around 4% of their audience for Medicaid redeterminations. So this is like pretty detrimental, right? So, you know, their goal was to get upwards of like 24% of these folks engaged, because these are people that don't want to obviously lose their Medicaid coverage. And a lot of people just don't know that they have to renew their Medicaid coverage because the Public Health Emergency Act has kind of there was a pause in Medicaid redeterminations for so long. So we helped Blue Cross of Arizona really design this engagement campaign that would educate members on the Medicaid redetermination process and engage them in a really conversational manner, and then drive them to a community assister or another resource to help them understand what's needed from them to complete that redetermination. So we basically went from a 4% engagement rate and then implemented drips, and we basically are engaging around 40% of that audience. So 10x what they were doing using that traditional outreach mechanisms like outbound calling, like, you know, sending letters in the mail.
I definitely want to talk about engagement and the way Drips facilitates this, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's sort of what everyone's fighting for, is to create that great member engagement. So what are the benefits that, you know, payers and providers experience using Drips and their outreach conversation platform? You know, you mentioned some specific cases where Drips is proven to really particularly be effective in patient engagement. I'd like to hear even more.
Yeah, to hit on your first question, I think the benefits typically that we see within the populations that we're engaging is just getting in touch with way more people. So if you're looking at a given population, like say, you know, you're trying to drive people to schedule an annual wellness visit, if you're relying on those push mechanisms that people may not be paying attention to, like direct mail, like an outbound phone call, by introducing this conversational outreach, we're essentially asking permission to engage. So their barrier is going to be lower. And in turn, we're going to get a lot higher engagement because we're asking people. You know, if you've ever been bothered on the street by somebody asking you to sign a petition, you know how they always compliment you first? And they're kind of like, hey, Connor, nice shoes. And once you know that they're a person, you're more likely to be like, okay, what are you trying to get me to sign up for? So obviously, we're not trying to get anybody to sign a petition, but we do use that same, almost what we call permission-based marketing, which is, hey, if we can get that person to know that we're real, to know that this is a brand that they are a member of, or they have a relationship with, then we can reduce those barriers. So overall, what we're getting is a higher level of folks who are responding to us, engaging with us, and driving an outcome. The secondary outcome, which people tend to overlook at first until they really get into this, is like, wow, if I can automate that outreach, I can save a lot from an agent handle time perspective. Because if you look within the healthcare ecosystem, a lot of the people who are placing those calls to people are nurse navigators, are licensed, you know, Medicare agents, or, you know, pretty expensive resources. On average, like, we work with Independence Blue Cross and on their sales team, I cost them around $4.26 to make 3 call attempts to somebody. So if you can eliminate, you know, that $4.26 at a massive scale across all of the proactive outreach that you need to do to that audience, it can represent a pretty massive OPEX savings. To your last question around, like, where is this used? Within healthcare, we focus on 4 areas, which are really acquiring new members or new patients, onboarding, which includes, like, imagine welcoming somebody to a Medicare program and trying to drive them to those initial outcomes, navigating care, which is anything like closing a care gap, you know, reminding somebody to pick up their medicine, like a medication adherence campaign, and then all the way down to retention. So making sure folks stay on that Medicaid plan, like that example that I touted earlier, or making sure that they understand how their plan may be changing for Medicare in the next year.
Dan, earlier you mentioned about having to make it safe, and I kind of want to dive into compliance and security, of especially when it comes to healthcare. It's very sensitive healthcare data. So I want to maybe explore more about how DRIPS is ensuring compliance, you know, regulations like HIPAA regulations, and, you know, kind of the security measures that are in place to protect patient information when using any platform. But how does DRIPS kind of balance, you know, this need for efficiency with that importance of maintaining data privacy?
It's a really important topic, and it's something that we kind of talk about basically every day, which is these brands. It's increasingly important to drive engagement, but there's so much regulation in the space, especially around texting, around PHI. So what we do is essentially we understand all of the mechanisms and all of the protocols that are involved with this outreach. We've built this internal system called a DRIPS rules engine, which, so if we're looking at like, hey, this is a Medicare sales use case to engage, you know, people that filled out information on a website, we know the 1,000 ways or the 1,000 rules that we need to have in place when we're reaching out to this member. Okay, you can't reach out on this holiday. We can't reach out after hours. Within our script, we can't mention XYZ. Like, all of this type of knowledge is built into the platform. So we're safeguarding the outreach. And then we're also like, we're minimizing a lot of the PHI into our system. So we're not really using any PHI in our scripts and in the way that we're reaching out. We're just basically using SMS as a launch pad. So we're not saying like, hey, Connor, we need you to pick up your diabetes medicine. We're basically saying, hey, you know, we will keep it pretty high level and say, hey, you may have a medication that's overdue for pickup. And in that example, what we're doing is minimizing the PHI that we're going to get back into our system, and we're eliminating any PHI from being included in our outreach at all.
Aside from kind of the security aspect of when you integrate any platform into existing healthcare systems and workflows, but what are some of the other challenges or considerations in integrating a conversational texting program into such, you know, diverse healthcare environments?
It's a good question. I'd say for the payers that we work with, it's pretty straightforward. It's essentially, you know, a lot of payers understand, hey, I need to mobilize a group of people. Like, hey, I have 10,000 people that I want to mobilize to this outcome. And we just use a flat file to engage those folks. Within the providers, it's definitely a barrier that we see. Just like provider data is pretty disparate, especially as you go into provider systems with so many different hospital groups. And there's definitely a data issue on that side. But I would say the payers are farther ahead in this space than the providers. Either way, for us, we're just an API or flat file endpoint. So if somebody wants to get in touch with a group or a population, we just get that information. We engage that audience, driving them to the outcomes that are effective. If we're driving them to a phone call, then we're just getting that person on the phone and then transferring to their call center or to one of their agents who's available to carry on that dialogue.
With that being said, I want to talk a little bit about something that's also extremely important, but that user experience and that feedback that you're getting from user experience and the members who have used DRIPS, you know, for communication services. Could you share maybe some testimonials, Dan, about, you know, some of the highlights of, you know, the key things that, you know, users are saying about DRIPS? And has there also been any notable improvements or perhaps updates based on user feedback?
Yeah, we're taking user feedback all the time. Like, that's such a science. It's an art and a science to creating this outreach. When you're texting folks or any type of marketing outreach, right? There's so much nuance in the ways that they're going to engage with you. We found this early on in the healthcare space that there's no real one size fits all for all audiences. Like, the way that you text a Medicare member is different from the way that you text a Medicaid member, which is, and even within those categories, if you're reaching out about a medication, it's a different type of language than you need to use when you're reaching out about a preventative care screening. So really understanding that nuance and then A/B testing everything that we do. So testing different languages, language to say, hey, if we ask a question this way, will we get better engagement? Hey, we're seeing too many people opt out from this message. What if we tried to reword it a different way? So that's basically, to your point about user experience, we're taking in all of the feedback. We're looking at all of the things that people are texting back to us. We're figuring out, hey, is there a way that we could have said this better? And how can we improve our campaigns over time? So it becomes this living and breathing thing that we're ever evolving and not just like the stagnant campaign where, you know, we kind of create it, leave it on the shelf and see how it performs.
Dan, I'm a member and this sounds awesome. I want to implement this into my organization. For specific healthcare organizations who are considering adopting, you know, a technology like this and maybe perhaps adopting drips, what does the implementation process typically look like? And, you know, in what ways does drip support onboarding and perhaps that coaching or training to ensure that seamless integration into those workflows?
You know, from our perspective, it's pretty seamless to get up and running. I'd say the biggest hurdle is like getting contracts in place with healthcare organizations, because if you're listening, you know, healthcare organizations don't make it very easy to contract with them. But once we do, because we're handling all of this as an outsourced service, the biggest hurdle is not really implementation. It's usually scripting, getting language approved that goes out to members and patients. On average, we see clients, once we're through contracting, it's around a 45-day window to get campaigns up and running. So the onboarding process becomes pretty straightforward because we've mostly scoped out a lot of what we're looking to do prior to even getting that contract in place. On top of that, like, because we're a managed service, we are essentially putting a full team on all of these campaigns. So we have folks that are managing these campaigns from a user experience perspective, from an account management perspective, from client success, from, you know, message delivery. We have all of these folks who are tied to different parts of the process to make sure that this doesn't become a burden to them, but we really become a real service to them so they don't have to worry about all that stuff.
Well, Dan, I want to be cognizant of your time. We like to end the podcast talking a little bit about the future and sort of those trends and innovations that are to come. And this is such an interesting space, and I think it has so much potential for more. And so I'm curious about what you're seeing and what future trends in member and patient outreach within the healthcare industry are, and kind of the upcoming features or developments that's in it for drips, and that perhaps listeners should be excited about, or especially if they're looking to implement something like this. And perhaps lastly, how does drips stay ahead of the curve? And that's important, especially in adapting to changes that might arise and more regulations that might show up, and the advancements in the healthcare technology that's going to be available within the next couple of years.
I would say, you know, the future, just talking about the future of this space, I think a lot of what these campaigns look like today is like, all right, I need to move 100 people who haven't picked up their medication. So we're going to treat them with kind of this blanket message to say, hey, you haven't picked up your medication. Can we help you? In the future, I think outreach is going to be a lot more personalized. So we can say, all right, out of those 100 people that haven't picked up their medication, which ones could be getting that medication delivered directly to their home? Which ones of those that audience, like maybe they have transportation barriers and actually getting to the pharmacy to pick up their medication? And maybe some of them can't afford the medication, so they're just not going to go pick it up. So now imagine an outreach campaign where we're reaching out to those folks and helping them enroll in mail order pharmacies, helping them, you know, coordinate transportation to get to their pharmacy, and then getting them in a cost savings program or whatever it is to help them save money on those prescriptions. So that hyper-personalization with the contextual outreach, I think that's really the future for us. In terms of where Drips is headed, our big focus is on adding additional language support, which means, you know, fully conversational in Spanish, as well as supporting one-way messages in around 16 languages that we see that are paramount to being a part of our healthcare system. So your last question, how do we kind of stay ahead of the curve? I think for us, it's just by talking to our clients, understanding, you know, within healthcare, what's moving, what's changing, what is CMS asking for, you know, changes to be made, what are the FCC changes that are impacting member communications, customer communications. So a lot of it just comes with being a managed service and staying really close to our customers and making sure that they are keeping us abreast of what's most paramount to them.
That's awesome, man. I really look forward to seeing what's in it and how Drips is just a really awesome technology and where you guys are going. It's fascinating to talk to somebody like you, Dan. So I appreciate you taking the time to join the podcast and have this chat on conversational texting and that outreach in healthcare that's changing the game. Dan, thanks again. And to our audience, thank you for listening to another episode of Millennium Live. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Connor. I appreciate this.